Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is your host and your pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Morris Taylor Jr. And as always, it is a blessing to be able to come into the very comforts of your home. Just bring a church right where you live. You can be sitting in your easy chair, you can be laying in your bed, you can be in your kitchen. But you know what? Hallelujah. We still have church together. You know, I'm thinking about how long we've been doing this, amen, in the name of the Lord, and I just lost count of it, but it's been maybe about 2 or 3 years, if not longer. I think I started in 2012, so we're looking at a little longer than 3 years, isn't it? Amen. 5 years, 4 years, well, 3 years, yeah. Yeah, 3 years is what it is. We're still going strong. Thank the Lord. There's one thing about it. Whatever that you do for the Lord, amen, and when you do it in his name, you will be successful. He will not fail you, because when he called us to do, amen, a great work, he will equip us with whatever that we need. And so the Lord has given them, amen, a ministry, amen, and they want worry, that is, how it's going to be done. And I let them know that there's no need to worry, because, see, when God calls you to do a work, he putting his name into it, his reputation, amen, his reputation is up there, amen, and God never failed, you see. Now, man failed. Man will fail. Man rise up and man fall down. But God never failed. Hallelujah. So when he signed his name and put his seal on anything, and then he choose anyone to carry it out, it is going to work. No doubt about it. We often lose, we get discouraged because we feel it doesn't happen as quickly as we think it should happen. However, amen, remember God dwells in the eternal realm, amen, not in our realm. Just like our tribute that we had last week about, amen, the why did God create time? And I took you up and through there, amen, how the Holy Spirit used me to divide it up for you so that it can bring an understanding of the purpose of time. God doesn't dwell in our time. He created that for us to utilize it, amen, and to be the best that we can be with the time that he has given us on this earth. Hallelujah. But in the physical world, which isn't eternal, but the physical world, amen, is based upon seasons. Hallelujah. We talked about planting the seed at the right season so that you can have a harvest at the right moment, at the right time. Amen. So we're living in the fruit of our labors right now, at this moment, because this is the harvest season. Winter has not arrived yet, so we are in the harvest season. And so by being in the harvest season, amen, I hope that you have harvested your fruits. In other words, what you set out to do, what dreams or endeavors that you appointed to be done, if you look at it now, amen, and your blessing is because of the planting of the seed of your dreams. Planting the seed means that you have to move forth in your faith, because faith without work is dead. So we just thank the Lord for blessing us this evening and being able to reach all over the world. I'm telling you, this is a worldwide ministry. Let me tell you, Praises of Emmanuel Ministry is not no peon ministry now. Yeah, I know I'm not like T.D. Jakes, and I'm not like the other big-time ministers that is well-known, that you know, you mentioned their name and everybody said, oh, yeah, T.D. Jakes, yeah, he's great. That's where God has set him. But I'm going to tell you that I don't look at our ministry as being a small ministry. And you know, although we may have at one setting a few people, however, but that doesn't make it small because it's not the number that matters, amen. That doesn't make a ministry successful by the numbers of people that fulfill a sanctuary, hundreds or thousands that fulfill a sanctuary. That doesn't move God in a sense of impress the Lord. It impressed man. And so man equates numbers, quantity instead of quality. See, there's a difference between, oh, I'm teaching you all tonight. Just bear with me and listen. Quantity and quality are two different views, the two different aspects or dimensions or meanings. Quantity is number, but quality, amen, is the characteristics of what you have. If you got good quality, you don't worry about the quantity. Amen. Hallelujah. So therefore, the quality of our ministry is great. And yes, we are worldwide because we have a ministry in Pakistan on the other side of the world, in which I teach every Friday morning at 9:30. And we do that by Skype. Amen. And so I thank the Lord for opening up that door for us to be able to outreach. Matter of fact, we need more Bibles, and I'm asking you all, amen, to help me to some Bibles over there. And whatever that you can send would be appreciated. So I want you to get your pencils and papers in your hand, and I want you to make a commitment tonight, amen, to send $5, $10, whatever that you can send me, so that I can send the monies over to our Pakistan church, amen. They don't have the money like we have, amen, but yet they are faithful, and they are there every Friday, and they love the word of God, and it is in their own language, as you heard me say some time ago. So I hate to say make a sacrifice, because it shouldn't be a sacrifice, amen, to give to the church of the Lord. Amen. If you sacrifice, then it's not, amen, from your heart. Amen. But make a commitment, amen, and pray about what the Lord wants you to send. Amen. And I will give you the information before the broadcast ends. But I want you to have your pencil and papers, and I want you to pray about it. And I guarantee you, amen, the Lord sees what is in your heart to do and to give. Amen. And you send that, and watch it do for you. You're planting a seed into a ministry. Amen. And hallelujah. If you want the Lord to bless you financially, prosperity, whatever, how he does it, you're giving it to the church and to the Lord. So I'm going to give that information to you, okay? All right. So we thank the Lord. We're going to open up our channels, our phone channels, and say hello, amen, to each of you. And we got a few more members here that is on air, so let us not spend too much time. Amen. If you got a prayer request, give your prayer request, and I will pray, and then we'll go into our lesson for tonight in regards to our, amen, tribute. So I first want to say, God bless you, Sister Davis.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor, And I'd like to say hello to you and your lovely wife, Rita, and to all
Thank
the
you.
Saints on the line. Special hello to Mother Washington. I really love her
Amen.
Voice and the say, and to Millie Moore. That's my
Amen.
Girl.
Yes.
The tribute, it was that he sent out a raven first, and the raven didn't come back, so he sent out a dove, and the dove came back because it was too much water still, and then he waited 7 days and sent him back, and he came back with the olive leaf, and then he waited 7 more days and sent him back again, and he didn't come back, so then nor know that the water was gone.
Amen. That is correct.
It was in Genesis 8, 17.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And how's Tazara doing?
Tazara is balled up, sleeping. I went and picked her up this evening. It was kind of late when they let her go. And I don't know if she's, you know, kind of full of the medicine they gave her, but she's been asleep back there for quite a little while now. So I wouldn't wake her up. I just let her go ahead on and sleep.
Yeah, let her go ahead and rest. But I'm glad that she is home. Amen.
Yes, me too. Me too. I will sleep tonight because I have not slept in the last couple of nights.
I understand. Okay. All right, then. And God bless you.
God bless, thank, bless you, too.
You're welcome. And we have Evangelist Millie Moore. God bless you. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop. Praise the Lord to you and your beautiful wife, Missionary Taylor, and to all the saints on the line, and to Mother Davis and her beautiful daughter, Tazara, who I've just been... I want to put in a good word, so silly, but I want to put in a good word. Who my daughter from another mother, Tazara, and
okay.
I just pray,
Amen.
I pray for healing for her, and I just want Tazara and her mom to know that I love them both very much, and I love you
Amen.
And your beautiful wife and all the saints on the line. And
Amen.
My homework came from... I knew I wasn't crazy because I knew he sent the raven out first. But the raven kept going back and forth, and so he decided to send the dove out, and he sent the dove out about 3 times, and I think that last time he sent that dove out, it didn't return. It's come out of Genesis 8, starting at the 6th verse.
And, Amen.
And I just want to say... just pray for all these young men and young children today. There was another shooting here in Annapolis at one of the malls, and I'm just asking for prayer for our young men.
I don't know if you
remember a question I asked you years ago, and I didn't even bring that question up, but I asked you a question about Satan, and I don't know, Bishop, I'm beginning to wonder about that one. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, I'm not going to hold you long, I wanted to ask you, are you using the trivial book that I gave you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But I got it.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. Well, God bless you.
But I'm going to use it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
God bless you.
God bless
you. Amen. That's our own evangelist, Millie Moore. And we want to say good evening to Mother Washington. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord. I couldn't hardly wait till 9 o'clock came. I really enjoy all the saints that are on the line. And to your lovely wife and to Bishop, you sound so good. Greater
Thank
is
you.
He that's in you than he that's in the world. And always
Amen.
Remember, God is always with you. He never leaves, never forsaken you. And he's got a work for you to do. Just keep on keeping on. Loving everybody.
Sure
God bless. Peace to you, sister.
Thank you, Mother Washington. God bless you, too. Amen. And we have another caller, amen, from Indiana. I don't recognize the number, but I see the last four digits in your phone number, and you can say hello. That's 5978. God bless you.
Hello, Bishop. This is Sister Mary. I'm just on my house phone tonight. That's all.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it is
okay.
Sister Mary. I'm just glad to
God
be on the
you.
Air with all the saints today. I've been missing a couple of weeks because I've been busy with family. But I just want
yes.
everybody to know that I love you all, and God bless you all.
Thank
hello,
you.
Sister
God bless
Rita.
You, too. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And that's our own, actually, missionary, Mary. Amen. And let me see, last and not least, I haven't seen this number in a good while, but the last four digits is 7111.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Oh, there you go. That's blessed. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
I just want to encourage everybody out there to fight the good fight of faith. God will supply
yes.
all our needs and comfort us through our times of trouble.
Amen.
Good talking to
amen.
Yourselves. Tell First Lady
yes.
Rita I said hey.
I sure will. I sure will. Amen. Amen. That's my spiritual son. Amen. Very gifted and talented in the Lord. Amen. He's a gospel entertainer by the way of poetry, which we call rap, but it's still poetry. Amen. And we've done a couple shows together, programs together. So I thank the Lord for my own spiritual son, Bless Les. All right. Lord, I just want to thank you for this great privilege that you have given us to come to your mighty throne of grace and mercy. It's a throne where there is peace and where we can find comfort in a world of sorrow and worries, where we can find peace where there's chaos. We can find love where there is hatred, and we can find healing where there is condition. Lord, we just know that your throne is filled with such majesty. Hallelujah. Your throne is filled with glory. Hallelujah. And praises. Hallelujah. And I just praise your holy name as I stand right now and kneel down, dear Lord, at your feet, and I cast down my golden crown at your feet. For I honor you, for you are King of kings and Lord of lords. And there is nothing that cannot be done in your name. So, Lord, in your name, we just send out peace into the four corners of the world, to the north, the south, and the east, and the west. Even through the storm rains and the blowing, howling winds that came through Mexico and Texas and the floods and it's coming through the whole United States, we speak to that storm, hallelujah, and we say, peace, be still. Lord, we know that you are coming soon. That's why all of these things are happening right now. But we fear not, because we know, hallelujah, that heaven is going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And your kingdom, hallelujah, is going to come. And hallelujah, we'll be with you forever and ever and ever. Living and just how can I say, the pleasures of just seeing your face. There will be no need of the sun, because we're being bathed in your glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I just thank you for all of those under the sound of my voice. You know what their needs are. Lord, I thank you for bringing Sister Tazera home. And, Lord, there's one other individual that we have not seen or heard from, and that's Sister Gloria. Dear Lord, she is ill. Lord, I'm asking you to touch her body right now. Touch her in the area, dear Lord, that is out of order, and we speak order right now into her body name. And all of us are going through just ups and downs in our physical bodies. And we just speak order right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, look at that, saint, how the Lord just used me in this prayer this evening. I'm filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I feel his presence right now in my soul. I'm like Jeremiah. Hallelujah. I got fire shut up in my bones. Somebody need to be shouting with me right now. But that fire that is shut up in my bones, amen, is the presence of the Spirit of the Lord, which we call the, yes, 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 yes. And I know without a doubt that he is blessing us right now. The prayer that I prayed, the Lord heard and he honored because we prayed in faith. Hallelujah. With the young people killing each other, we pray in faith, dear Lord. Hallelujah. That there is a purpose, a greater purpose for these young people. And we just rebuke the devil to take your hands off of our young men and women. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we talked about that tribute. Amen. And I asked, what animals did the Lord use? Amen. So that Noah would know, amen, that the flood has ended. And you were right. The Lord used first the raven. He sent that raven out. Amen. And the raven kept going back and forth, but he never returned. Amen. And then he sent the dove out, and the dove kept coming back and coming back. And he returned the one time with the olive leaf in his mouth. Amen. And that helped Noah to realize, even though the ground was not dry yet, but the water had receded, amen, a great deal. But then when he sent them out again, amen, the dove did not return. Why? Because the dove found a place to plant its feet, or I'm sorry, its feet on dry ground. The raven is that way because the ravens, they can perch in the trees. But the dove needed to perch its feet on dry ground. Amen. It is amazing how the Lord, amen, uses creatures or animals, amen, so that his will could be done. Now, if you go back in Genesis, when we talked about that God created man in his own image and his own likeness, and to have dominion over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every fowl that flies in the air, and everything that crawls, God, and every fish that is in the sea. God created the animals to serve us, amen, that we would have dominion over them. Yeah, yeah. So that, how do you think that you have those tiger tamers, able to tame tigers and lions? Because they realize the gift that they have of trainers, that is able to train animals and to do their biddings. I even seen, amen, one time it was fleas that was trained. Isn't that something? Amen. But that is because God has given man the ability to have authority over the creatures. And the creature's purpose, once again, is to serve us. Amen. Now, I'm against, this is one thing that I'm against, and I know that's not God. And I'm against when a person go hunting, amen, and it's not for the purpose of food or clothing. It's just for sport. I don't like that. And I don't believe that that's not the purpose that God has created the animals for, so that we can just kill without a purpose. Amen. But they justify it because they say they're just animals. Amen. The Native Americans, whenever that they would kill an animal, it was for a purpose, and that was for food, first of all, and also for clothing. For instance, the buffalo, amen, they used the buffalo for meat. They used the buffalo for oil, from its muscles and tissue, amen. They used its hide for clothing, and when they wear those big coats in the winter to keep them warm, amen. When they fish for food, and they never fish the small ones. They throw them back into the lake or the rivers so that they can continue to grow. That was the Native Americans. But as soon as the Europeans, when they came here into this country, they hunted for sport. They hunted for the money. Most of the buffalo were killed, amen, so that they can use the horns, amen, and the skin that they can sell. That was the only purpose for that. Right now, even they're doing it in Africa, where the tusk of the elephant, amen, they're trying to save the elephants from becoming extinct, because there are hunters that hunt the elephants just to kill them for the ivory, amen. So these are evil things. See, that's the evil purpose that man uses and justify, because they say that they have dominion or they have the right to do it. But no one has the right to kill without a purpose. Amen. So the Lord's dominion, yes, but not to what's the word I'm trying to say, to annihilate the animals and so forth, or to use them for sport, like dog fighting and so forth like that. Those are evil practices that God is not satisfied with. So there's other instances that God used animals too now. Let's take a look at, let me see now. It's right on the tip of my tongue. What about the donkey? Remember when Balaam, his name was Balaam, and Balaam was, at that time, was known as being a prophet. There was the enemies of Israel that wanted Balaam to put a curse on the children of Israel. So they was going to pay him, give him certain amount of money in order to put this curse on the children of Israel. So Balaam, he got on his donkey and he was riding, and the angel was standing there getting ready to kill Balaam that was riding on his donkey to stop him from going where he was going. Balaam didn't see the angel, but the donkey, amen, stopped and wouldn't go any farther. Balaam kept kicking the donkey, trying to make the donkey, amen, go. But the donkey refused to go. And so now, because of his stubbornness, God opened up the donkey's mouth, and the donkey began to speak. And the donkey told Balaam why he would not move, because if he would have went any farther, the angel would have killed his master, which was Balaam. So the donkey saved Balaam's life. Isn't that amazing how God, once again, how he created the animals in order to serve man? There's so many other examples, yes, that I can give you about how God uses the animals. Amen. Look at the whale. Okay, we call it a whale, but it's the big fish. Amen. And you remember Jonah. Yes, remember Jonah? Well, here we go. Jonah, God had told Jonah to go and preach to these people so that they can be saved, that he wouldn't destroy them. But Jonah refused to do it. Why? Because he knew that if he would, is that by him preaching, that God would have mercy on these people and that he would not destroy them. And see, and the reason why Jonah took want to take things into his own hands because he hated those people. See, those people were very cruel to his people. Yes. They've done a lot of bad things. And so Jonah didn't want to do it because he wanted God to destroy them anyway. So Jonah was disobedient. Instead of going to Nineveh, he was going into to another direction. He got on a ship and he hid on the boat and at the bottom of the boat. And then a big storm came and almost sank the boat and the other people that was in the boat. So they found Jonah and asked Jonah, you know, what's going on? You are the cause of this storm. Jonah said, well, just throw me overboard and the storm will stop. So they did that and they threw Jonah overboard, but God sent the big fish, which we call a whale, and swallowed Jonah. And when he swallowed Jonah, Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights. And why he was, and isn't it amazing? And watch this now. Now, usually, when you eat something, your stomach acid is so strong that it can put a hole. Yeah, your stomach acid is so strong it can put a hole in steel. That's how strong our stomach acids are to digest and break our foods. The mercy of the Lord was there with Jonah, even though he was in the belly of the whale. I know it must have been nasty and wet and filthy, but Jonah prayed for the Lord to save him. He prayed for the Lord to help him. And in 3 days, the fish spit him out on the shore. And Jonah, amen, he went on and he did what God wanted him to do. Read that for yourself in the book of Jonah and you would enjoy reading that. Jonah was very stubborn. There's a lot of things that happened about that, but Jonah was very, very stubborn. But we have to realize that God do use animals, amen, to save us and to serve us and to do, amen, what they are supposed to do, what they are duty to do. Do you know that animals go by instinct? They are the creatures that obey God by instinct. Amen? By instinct, that's right. And they hibernate when it's time to hibernate. Whatever they need to do, they do. Now, there's another animal when the prophet Elijah. Now, the prophet Elijah, there was a hit put out on Elijah. We'll just put it into layman's words, you know, just down to earth. There was this woman named Jezebel. Jezebel was something else. Jezebel was actually, she was a witch. Yeah, and she was very powerful. And everyone was afraid of Jezebel because they know that she would put a spell on them. Amen, and can destroy them and cause things to happen. Well, Jezebel put a hit out on Elijah, and Elijah heard about it. And what did Elijah do? He took off running. He ran. And when he was running so fast, he outran the chariot of a man that was with his horse. He that's how fast he ran. He must have been pretty scared to run that fast, huh? Amen. I mean, he went out of town. After that, he was tired and he was weary and he was in deep depression and he wanted the Lord just to end his life. But no, the Lord sent a raven to feed Jonah. That's right, bought him some food. Yes, yes, bought him some food so that he can have some food to eat. Look at God, how he uses his creatures in order to serve us. But how can you, amen, be able to reap the benefits of the creatures that God used? Well, you know that there are animals right now that God used even today to serve you. Have you grown up with with pets, like a dog, for instance. Dogs, they call it man's best friend because dogs are that way. They will protect you when, amen, there's a intruder that is coming around your house. That dog will bark, 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 woof, 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 woof. And, you know, that people would tell the dog, shut up, stop making that sound. They shouldn't tell the dog to shut up. What the dog is trying to do is signal you, letting you know that there is a stranger or somebody that is walking past your house or even knocking at your door. And instead of telling the dog to shut up, amen, let the dog bark. Get up, and sometimes you be in bed, and the dog is barking, and you're trying to sleep, but that dog is trying to signal you to let you know that something is going on, amen, at your door or around your window. See, dogs are very protective of their masters. That is what God has done in order to put that pet into your home so that you can be safe. There's been stories about how dogs saved their masters when there's a fire in the house. And the dog wakes, you know, the people up, literally would drag them and then pull at the sheets in the bed to warn the master that there's fire in the house. It could be smoke. And the dog saved the family, amen, from being burned in that fire. Look, God is so good. Even there's still birds that would perch outside your window in the springtime and would sing at your window. Let that bird sing because that bird is giving you a message. Hallelujah. The bird is blessing you with a song of peace. There are times that we need to wake up in the morning, amen, and appreciate, amen, a new day. Hallelujah. Well, God will send that robin, amen, at your windowsill or blue jay at your windowsill to remind you, hallelujah, how good God is. Oh, I just love it, saints. I love it. I just love it. So, yes, that is what the tribute is all about. I trust that you have learned something, amen, this evening. To not to take these creatures or animals for granted because they have a purpose, amen? And their purpose is, once again, to serve mankind. Hallelujah. They serve us in many ways. They serve us with food, with clothing, and also they serve us, amen, as our watchers, how they watch over us and how they do things to help us to be aware of the dangers around us. Yes. So we just thank the Lord for how he uses creatures. God is so wise that, hallelujah, there's a lot of things we just don't understand why he do what he do. But just trust in him and trust in his word, trust in his ability, his wisdom, his knowledge, and ask him for that wisdom. He won't hold it back. He's willing to give it to you. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. The tribute for next week is, what sign did God give Noah, amen, to let him know as he made a new covenant? He gave him a sign in that new covenant that he gave Noah. So we're going to stick with that with Noah a little while, amen, because I want you to kind of understand how God's purpose is working, even, amen, even today. There's an ark of safety that is being built for those who need, amen, to come out from the storm. What is the ark of safety? The ark of safety is the church. Yes, it's the church. It's similar to the ark that Noah built, because when you join the church, if you have a church home, and you worshiping, that is your ark of safety, because, yes, the end is coming, and it's coming soon. And the Lord is warning our people to watch as well as pray. Look at the sign. Amen. They said that we won't know the difference between the winter and the summer. Amen. It said there would be rumors and rumors of war. Amen. It said, hallelujah, that there would be earthquakes in places that never would have an earthquake. We're seeing that. Amen. That the storms that is raging. Amen. We're seeing more storms than we ever have seen before. These are warnings them to realize, hallelujah, that the end is coming. But the end is not coming for us who are believers. The end is coming for non-believers who refuse to serve God. That's as simple as that. Not just to serve God, but to accept the Lord Jesus Christ into their life and let him be the Lord of their lives. Amen. Either you can't, there's no in between. Either Jesus is going to lord over your life or Satan is going to lord over their life. Knowing that the ark of safety is now the church. Jesus Christ established the church. And he said that the gate of hell shall not prevail against the church. Believe that. Nothing can destroy the church that Jesus has set up. Hallelujah. What is that rock? That rock is the foundation, which is your faith. Amen. Knowing that Jesus is the Son of the living God. Amen. Yes, he's the Christ, the Son of the living God, the anointed one. Praise his holy name. Well, now, I told you to get your pencils in your hand. Because I want you to help me for our church members in the land of Pakistan who need Bibles. They have 20, but their membership has grown to 40. And so we need 20 more Bibles, amen, to send over there. And I need your help. This is my post office box, 8503. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You know, I don't even look at my own post office box. But, yes, it's 85033. And it's Westland, Michigan, 85033, Westland, Michigan, 48185. And repeat, 85033, Westland, Michigan. Let me, hold on for 1 minute. Sister Davis can tell me. Sister Davis.
Yes?
What is our post office box?
48158.
No, the post office box.
Oh, wait just a minute. I'm going to give it to you.
85033.
Okay, wait a minute. Just hold tight. I got it.
Okay.
Right here.
All right. Thank you. I get my own post office box.
5033, Westland, Michigan, 48185.
So that's 850, right?
Mm-hmm. 85033.
Oh. Okay. I want to make sure I said it right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So that's it. It's Saints Post Office Box is 85033, Westland, Michigan, and the zip code is 48185. Send me as quick as you can. Amen. Send the money in so that I can get these Bibles for our members in Pakistan. They in great need of it. And remember, they are a poor country. They don't have the ability to buy their own Bibles. And that's why mission is to send them some Bibles. Now, let me explain this to you, why it's so crucial. If they get caught worshiping for the Lord Jesus Christ, they would get dragged away. They would be cast into prison. In a lot of cases, they would get killed, because over in that area is most largely Muslim. And the Muslims over there do not want Christians. They don't want anyone to confess the Lord Jesus Christ. But they are not afraid. When I meet them on Skype, we do it in secret. And no one knows but you, me, and them. And that is why my heart is leaning their way. You see, we don't have to hide to worship. We don't have to. We can catch the bus. We can get a ride to church. These people walk. They don't have cars. Even if they had an animal, a wagon, it still would cost them. They walk in the rain. They walk through the mud so that they can just sit with me for 30 minutes. You hear me? For 30 minutes, and I pray with them, and I read the scriptures and do Bible studies with them just for 30 or 40 minutes. 30 or 40 minutes. Please, I want you to feel what I'm telling you. Make a commitment and send me $10, $20. Send it to 85033 Westland, Michigan. The zip code is 48185. Are you writing it down? Post Office Box 85033. Westland, Michigan, 48185. I usually wouldn't even bother you about this, but this is something that I am very passionate about. They're asking me when I'm going to send them the Bibles or the money so they can get their Bible. And I can't answer them. And it hurts not to be able to do it. I send them 20, and we need more. That's all. We need more. And don't worry about why or nothing. This is the call of the Lord. And if the congregation goes to 100, we'll still send them enough Bibles so that they can have their Bibles. Amen. A lot of us in the United States got Bibles and we don't even open it up and read. Amen. And they take their Bibles and you should see the smiles on it when they showed me the box with the Bibles in the box that was delivered to them. Praise God. That is our mission. So I told you, yes, we are a great church because we're a church that serves. We're not a church that do the talking. We do the walking. We are serving those who are less fortunate. Most of all, those who risk their lives just to read the Bible. My God, let us not take this for granted. My post office box is 5033 Westland, Michigan, 48185. Now, I didn't say this over and over. You should be writing it down. If you don't write it down, you don't tend to send anything. 85033 is the post office box, Westland, Michigan, 48185. May the Lord richly bless you as you are able to help me in our ministry. Amen. God is able. He's going to bless you just by being obedient to do what I ask you to do tonight. You never know, but I do know, hallelujah, without a doubt, that we are redeemed. Amen. We are redeemed. Those people over in Pakistan, they are redeemed. And they're not afraid to say, yes, I love the Lord.
I'm not a Muslim. I'm not a Buddhist. I'm a Christian. You can throw me in jail if you want to, but I'm redeemed. Hallelujah.
Bought with a price.
You see,
Jesus has changed my
one time they were Muslim, but they heard the gospel by the evangelist Majin. He's a Pakistani Indian. And he took it upon himself, because he was saved, to save others. And he's not afraid. He's not afraid. One day I'm going to take a trip over there, if the Lord is willing, and help build a church. Hallelujah. And I'm not afraid. You never know what God has in store for you if you can just open up your heart tonight. Just open up your heart. Open up your purses, your pockets, and send your blessing to 85033 Post Office Box, Westland, Michigan, 48185. Today is Wednesday. If you send it tomorrow, I shall receive it by Saturday. Amen? And then I can send them the money for their new Bible. Oh, thank you, Jesus. They hold their Bibles up high, and they just thank the Lord that they can hold the Word of God in their hands and press it to their chest with their heart. They love the Word of God. May the Lord continue to bless all of you. And may He bless you from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Love you. Good night.